The weather has been very cool this past week in B.C., and the strawberry crop we talked about last Friday has ripened comparatively slowly. The berries are very good quality, and there's lots of them. However, the price is disappointing to farmers here. The 24-pint crates are bringing $3.50, but there's still nothing very definite on the jam price, as both the farmers and the canners are speculating on the rumors of cheap imported berries. Well, we promised to have something to say about what we called a confused potato market in last week's report from B.C. The picture is pretty well cleared up now. At least, it's not confused anymore. Last week, we had our first earlies coming on the market, and we still had a lot of California potatoes around. They were retailing at 10 to 11 cents a pound. Things have settled down now. The B.C. Coast Vegetable Marketing Board has set minimum prices of $100 and $105 a ton on local early potatoes. Supply seems to have caught up with demand now, and the first shipments out of the area are expected this weekend. We aren't really a big potato-producing province, but we do export some, mostly for seed, to Washington and Oregon. We usually find a market for earlies on the prairies. Our total production is roughly the same as Saskatchewan's, averaging about 110,000 tons. The Maritime area, famous for quality and quantity, produces about 9 times as many tons as we do. Most of our early potatoes are grown in the Fraser River Delta, within 20 miles of Vancouver, and our most important main crop area is the Pemberton District. That's about 80 miles north as the crow flies from Vancouver. We also get a lot of our dry belt potatoes from the Ashcroft District in the southern central interior.